We take you now to Club 15.
Welcome to Bob Cosby's Club 15. 15 minutes of the best in popular music. Starring the Andrews sisters, Margaret Whiting, with the Modernaires, Jerry Gray and his orchestra. Brought to you by Campbell Soups.
Good. That's what Campbell Soups are. Good.
And here's the head man of Club 15, Bob Crosby.
Let's go, Jerry.
I don't know why I should cry over you, sigh over you, even be blue. I should have known that you'd leave me alone and break my heart in two. Although you have left me alone to pine, and all of my love was a waste of time. Someday your heart will be broken like mine, so why should I cry over you?
Although you have left me alone to find,
and all of my love was a
waste of time.
Someday your heart will be broken like mine, so why should I cry over you?
Why should I cry over you?
This is Bob Crosby with our regular Tuesday type session in the old Club 15. Tuesday, of course, is one of those ever-loving days when we feature our ever-loving Margaret Whiting. Mag, come on out here.
Ever-loving thanks, everyone. Well, what's ever-loving new, Bob?
Did you read, Maggie, that science is about to give us eggs that are square?
We don't need square eggs. All we want are round eggs at a square price.
No kidding, Mag. These square eggs are on the level.
All right. Who needs square eggs?
Well, the farmers who live on hills. Their eggs roll down into the valley. You know, they're keeping their eggs.
Oh, but Bob, square eggs aren't natural.
Well, they're natural when one has four spots and one has three. But they may start a trend of more convenient foods.
Such as what?
Well, you got bananas with zippers, non-squirting grapefruit, soundproof celery.
I'll wait for a square egg plant.
Anyway, in the world of the future, a guy who can afford an egg will have a square meal. But enough of the food for tomorrow. Here's Maggie with a song of today. You do.
Who knows how much I love you? You do. No one to me than you do. You take December and smile it into May, and then December comes back again when you're that very few do. Who makes life necessary? You do. And who can take my dreams and make my dreams come true? Don't give me three guesses. One will do.
Well, Oh, that's lovely, Maggie. And now for some news. This is not a news program. That comes later. And yet we have an item of food news we believe everybody will be glad to hear. Dell?
Well, some folks have heard it, some folks haven't, but it's still big news. When you buy the new pack Campbell's tomato soup, you pay the same low price as a year ago. Yes, your grocer right now is offering the new pack Campbell's tomato soup at last year's low price. That means something to every thrifty homemaker. Here's the soup most folks like best. A delicious blend of red ripe tomatoes, golden table butter, and delicate seasoning, all prepared according to Campbell's own recipe to give you bright bowls of good cheer for the whole family. Good. It means good nourishment and good eating ahead. And at last year's price, it means wise buying in these times. So see your grocer tomorrow morning and pass the bowls around tomorrow night. The new pack Campbell's tomato soup is in. The price is as low as a year ago. And if that's not good news, my name's Bob Crosby.
Well, if your name's Bob Crosby, why am I doing a duet with Maggie? Move in here, son.
You're an old smoothie. I'm an old softie. I'm just like putty in the hands of a boy like you.
You're an old meanie. I'm a big booby. I just go nutty in the hands of a girl like you.
For me, you played me for a sap. For you, you thought you laid a trap.
Well, dear, I think it's time you knew.
You've done just what I wanted you to. You're a silly old smoothie.
You're a crafty old softie. I'll stick like putty to the hands of a girl like you.
For me, you played me for a sap. And for you, you thought you laid a trap.
Well, dear, I think it's time you knew.
You've done just what I wanted you to. You silly old smoothie.
Crafty old softie.
I'll stick like putty to the hands of a boy like you.
Well, before Mark and Whiting's trip to the lazy countryside, just imagine a boy and a girl way out in the country on an all-day picnic, drowsing in the autumn sunlight.
Oh, Robert, we're having a perfect day, aren't we?
Well, I'm doing what I can.
We had a perfect morning.
And a perfect lunch.
I'm glad you like the food.
Oh, it's not only the food that's perfect, Margaret.
What else is perfect, Robert?
Well, the lemonade.
Thanks.
Well, you made it yourself. Gee, Margaret, ever since I watched you daintily preparing that picnic lunch, well, I've been thinking of something.
Yes, Robert?
Something I want to ask you?
Yes, Robert?
You think I'm awful when I ask you.
Oh, no, I won't, Robert.
Well, how soon are we going to have supper?
Oh, Robert, how unromantic can you get?
Tell me more about how you love the country, Maggie. That always makes me feel romantic.
I love to hang around the lazy countryside with nature's gang around the lazy countryside where the crickets you don't hear in the city keep a humming in your ear. Oh, so pretty, and it's just too much listening to the chorus of the birds. I like to stay around the lazy countryside, just kind of play around the lazy countryside. Taking the sun in and to roam the spaces wide. It's the place for me. Gee, it's great
to me. Round the lazy countryside, round the lazy countryside.
Gee, that was swell, Maggie. Just lying here under the trees and listening to you sing gives me the funniest feeling.
Like what, Bob?
Well, like I wanted to... Well, go to sleep.
I feel kind of drowsy, too. The country's so quiet with all its little noises. Birds, crickets, and bees.
Skeeters am a-hummin' on the honeysuckle vine. Sleepin' ducky bay. Sandman am a-comin' to this little babe of mine. Silvery moon, I'm shining in the heavens up above. Bobolink, I'm pining for his little lady love. You is mighty lucky, my babe of old Kentucky. Close your eyes and sleep, fly away, Kentucky babe, fly away to rest.
Fly away.
Lay your little curly head on your mother's
breast. But a young man of importance brings the word about an important event.
Each year, when the new pack Campbell's tomato soup is ready, it's really an important event. Not only for the Campbell's soup people, not only for your grocer, but for you mothers, too. For you're the ones responsible for finding good values and good eating for your family. That's why many a mother is ordering plenty of Campbell's tomato soup from the grocer. And think of this. You can get it at the same low price as last year. Yes, this year's pack, last year's price.
Good. That's what Campbell's soup is for. Good.
Summertime, when the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is hard. Oh, your daddy's rich and your mammy's good looking.
Well, that just about winds it up tonight, but drop by for tomorrow's session of Club 15 with the Andrews sisters, will you? And don't forget to drop by your grocer's for several cans of Campbell's tomato soup. Take it easy.
Each weekday evening, Campbell Soups bring you Club 15, starring the Andrew Sisters, Margaret Whiting with the Modern Airs, Jerry Gray and his orchestra, and the head man of Club 15, Bob Crosby. This is Del Sherbert speaking. Franco-American Spaghetti, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce, brings you Edward R. Murrow with the news.
F.A. Franco-American. F.A. Franco-American. F.A. Franco-American. It's got that extra good sauce.